Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
What I want to teach you, by the grace of God, I know it. Amen. And one thing about principles is that they always deliver. Praise God. All right. Now, this is the first time I'm going to be teaching this as a topic since my 14 years of ministry. Are you with me now? And there is a reason for some quick works to happen. And that's why I'm teaching this. Now hear me. I was speaking to one of my spiritual sons who is a pastor today. And he said to me, he said, our ministry is moving to so-and-so phase. That's their ministry. And he said, so I gave myself to the International School of Ministry teaching that you gave us in 2020. Now, I taught for about 260 hours. Within the space of 3 months at the International School of Ministry. And I said many things that I don't say again. And I told that set to pay attention. You see, speaking, one of my spiritual daughters also said, I went back to your old messages from 2018 and thereabout. And I saw that she was really touched. Now, many of us don't say some things again. Because the higher you go, the more you stand the risk of being misunderstood. What I want to share tonight is one of those things that I don't say. So I want you to follow me. Amen. How to recognize and partake of the blessing in your spiritual lineage. That's what I want to teach you. How to recognize and partake of the blessing in your spiritual lineage. You can put spiritual lineage. You can put spiritual family. Are you with me now? Good. How do you recognize it? Then how do you walk in it? So it's going to be down to earth as usual. I don't teach ambiguous things. All right, in the simplest language that you can understand. Are you with me now? I said, are you with me? Very important. So let's look at the operation of God. Let's look at the book of Genesis. Let's look at the book of Genesis, chapter number 12. Now I need you to hurry so you can catch up with me. Is that okay now? Genesis chapter number what? Chapter number 12. Now, let's start the reading from verse 1. Are you with me? Now the Lord had said to Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show who? Show thee. Now look at it. He said, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. He said, I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curse you, and in you shall all the families of the earth be what? Be blessed. Praise God. Are you following that now? So who did God give instruction? Hello? Who did God give instruction? Huh? Good. Who was to take the step? Abraham. All right? Who was to go on that journey? Abraham. True? Who did God call? Good. So, when God said, I will make your name great. Now, in Genesis 1 verse 26, God said, come, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness. Amen. So it means that the song of Hannah in 1 Samuel 2:2. Alright. Who is, there is none holy as Lord, there is none beside him. And I say, okay, not the song of Hannah. There's one song we sing. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee? Or among the gods, who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness and fearfully in praise. That song doesn't mean there is none that looks like him. It is an Old Testament question with answer in the New Testament. Man was made like him. Are you with me now? When I say, who is like unto the Lord? I am like him. I am not him, but as he is, so I am. Are you following what I say now? Because you must avoid that there's a mistake people make doctrinally, where they make the mistake of entering into the personality of God. I don't want to go into that. Are you with me now? So God said to Abraham, listen, it's a teaching. He said, I will bless you. Who obeyed God? Abraham. Amen. Who did God say will bless? Abraham. So God said to Abraham, he said, I will bless you. Why did God say that? Because he was obeying the instruction that God gave him. And let me quickly give a balance to what I'm doing. All right. If you have not put your house in order, you don't desire television ministry. Because many young people want to get into ministry. There's no structure to carry the weight of what is coming yet. They just think that every open door is access from God. Meanwhile, the open door can be an advertisement of the weakness of the house. Foundation first, and stop all this running up and down. If what you are building is correct, you will fly. Are you with me? So pay attention. That's why I'm at the foundation level, so don't rush me. I'm not in a hurry. Social media doesn't rush me. It can't. I build by revelation. You follow what I'm saying? So follow me. So God said to him, I will bless. Who will God bless? Him. Who will God make his name great? Abraham. Now, there are three levels of dominion according to what God said to man. In Genesis 1:26, I said, I have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, every creeping thing and all that. The first level of dominion is the level of power. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come. Right? So with that power, you trample upon snakes, scorpions, and all that. All right. But there is a second level. Power is the ability to command, to make things be, or to get things done. But there's another level of dominion, which is authority. It is what you speak that activates things. Are you with me now? But there is a third level, which is reserved to Christ. And that's the level of names. At the mention of the name of Jesus, all knees shall what? Bow. Alright, but people step into covenant with God that God said, now what was supposed to be reserved for the Christ? I will make your name great. So it means, listen to what I'm saying. What that means is, as many as will be named after your name, there's an already inheritance on ground, which is what? Greatness. Are you with me? They saw the disciples of Jesus. They took note of them that they were unlearned, but they perceived further that these men had been with Christ. All right? Listen well. So what that means is, Abraham, as many as are coming from you and they are carrying this name, they will be great. If Abraham was his son name, what do you think Ishmael was called? Ishmael, Abraham. And that's why when Sarai began to maltreat the maid, because when she got pregnant, she became rude towards her mistress, as the case may be. And she ran. Sarah afflicted her, she ran with the pregnancy. An angel of God met her on the way. Said, "What are you doing here?" Said, "I'm running from my master." Said, "Go back." All right, because, listen, go back and submit yourself to her. What can draw the attention of heaven is his seed, and you have not produced it yet. And it is important that you give birth to that seed in that environment. If Agar can learn this in the Old Testament, you get offended and you want to bear the seed elsewhere. There are environments where the blessing resides. So he said, go back there. So she went back, gave birth to the child and all that. The next time she had to flee, the angel of God came down again and said, "I heard the cry of the lad, not your cry." Whether you call him legitimate or illegitimate, as long as he's a seed of Abraham, he commands the attention of heaven. So God said, "This child, he will indeed be great. He will dwell before his brethren. He will be a wild man. Every man's hands will be against him and his hands against every man." All right, but he will be great. That's a blessing that is trapped in the house. Are you with me now? Hey, are you following what I'm saying here? All right. So if greatness is an established blessing in Abraham, imagine any child of Abraham not knowing that this is a reality. And that's what happened to Jacob. Jacob was in a hurry for birthright, but he did not understand the blessing. He did not understand what? The blessing. He did not understand the blessing. All right, told his brother, I said, "Yeah, I'm going to give you porridge, but you are going to give me your birthright in exchange for that." And they struck the deal and agreed. Amen. You think he knows what he was doing until he went to slave for a girl for 14 years with the blessing. Meanwhile, when it was time for Isaac to have a wife, all that the servant of Abraham had to do is to pray to the God of Abraham. And they did not waste time. He brought her there. What that means is that you can labor all your life for what is supposed to be your DNA if you don't know it. Are you with me now? Follow me. Let's take this step by step. All right? Follow me, please. Abraham, in you shall the families of the earth be what? Be blessed. How many lives can Abraham live? One life. What is the continuity of a man? His seed. Those connected to him. Are you with me? And I'm going to... Father, help me. Is your heart open?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Because we can change this from pounded yam to conflicts and you'll still be blessed. Oh, at any level, you'll be blessed. Because the word is anointed. But that doesn't mean that's your portion.
Yeah.
Are you following what I'm saying here?
Yes, sir.
And that's why it is important that when God has blessed you with a teaching priest, you must build your capacity. Because you can affect the diet of other children if you are the immediate audience. Amen. Praise God. That's why I like looking at my wife when I teach, because she draws for more. Amen. Now, follow me. Let me show you a scripture still as touching the journey of Abraham. So it is not just enough to be in spiritual families. You must recognize what God has placed there. Amen. You must. Praise God. Let me show you a scripture. Genesis also. Let's go to chapter number 17. Amen. Genesis 17. And when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, "I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be what? Perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and who? And thee. And I will multiply thee exceedingly." And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, "As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of what? many nations. Neither shall thy name be any more called Abram, but thou shalt be called Abraham, for a father of many nations I have made thee, and I will make thee fruitful, and I will make nations out of thee, and kings shall come out of you, and I will establish my covenant between me and you. Now look at it. Between me and thee, and who again? Thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant. To be, all right, a God, to be a God unto thee, all right, and to thy seed after thee. So what you will discover, all right, was that what God was doing with and to Abraham was with a generation in mind. Are you with me now? Now, Isaac had not been born, but someone was doing something right that would command a reality on Isaac. Jacob has not been born. Someone was doing something right that will command a reality on Jacob. From Abraham, God brought out Isaac. From Isaac, God brought out Jacob. Are you with me now? From Jacob, God brought out 12. All right? And then we saw that from Jacob, the blessing broke into three dimensions. The priest, the king, and the prophet. Three powerful dimensions. But follow me. So what this means is, God actually does not expect that after labor has been done correctly in a lineage, any seed should start from ground zero. So hold on. Because if you don't understand this, you begin to receive instruction about digging your well when there's water. Let me tell you what I mean, because I don't say this often. Let me tell you. By the time this ministry was going to start, God, I finished, all right, university. God said, boy, sit with me and pray and fast. So I was involved, waited, fasting, doing that. 2 years. Are you with me? How many years? 2 years. Now, there are things that I'm doing now that I learned and realities that I entered into within the space of that 2 years, that you don't need a 2 year of shutdown to get it. That's what it means. God sows a man and reap a people. That's what happened. The seed, law of seed and harvest. All right. So that I can now tell you. So I was speaking to one of my spirituals, and I sent him a message. I said, see, don't make the mistake I made. Amen. Sphere of Light Church is going to be celebrating 5 year anniversary, but ideally, we ought to be celebrating 9 years anniversary. So I have 4 years of doing my own thing in assumption that I was in the will of God, because I was in an environment where they spoke the consciousness and the courage of the calling out of me. It took fatherhood. So when I see people talk about spiritual fathering, is that I laugh. Because I cannot pretend I have not been a beneficiary of fatherhood. So it took spiritual fathering for me to be restored. So imagine if right now there is no Sphere of Light Church because there was no father. And meanwhile, many of the things that God should have commenced in people's life has not started and may never start because they can't submit. Are you with me? Yes, so anybody can submit. There's no problem. So he took that. This same man was preaching for all those years and was telling people that if this ministry ever becomes a church, you can go. What we are going to do is a Bible study and a discipleship ministry. And listen to what I'm saying. Hello, sir. Can I teach you?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes, the strongest folks I know on campus, who sought God, prayed, and fasted, never entered into the inheritance and the reality of their calling. You know why? Some of them were in wrong families, where the doctrine of the house was against their purpose. Imagine a man that God is said to lead a generation through church work. And now he's under a man who is into discipleship. And the man will talk about every other form of ministry except church work and kill it in his heart. So fatherhood is not cloning. It is giving children their identity in God. Some people tell me, God has given me, called me to do a form of ministry that is not common. It doesn't have to be common for me to believe. And I tell them, you don't need permission from me. If God has spoken, who am I? Our duty is to guide. Praise God. All right, so I can tell you confidently, and I can tell you. All right, what was I doing all those years? Digging, studying, praying, materials on structure or spirituality, spiritual growth, head aching, back and front. What I learned in 2 years, I can compress them in 2 months of series, and we now have the same thing. We now have the same thing. I shared the story with you. I almost fasted myself to death and looked at my family. Nobody has truly risen. Nobody. Pattern of hard work, but no result. I said, God, you either kill me or you break this thing in my life. So I fasted. Set myself, I said, I'm going to do 100 days dry. I didn't know it was not possible. So I started breaking it. Gave myself breaks. Was it the third going to the fourth? I became hospitalized. There's an hospital, Our Lady in Betumud. I was rushed to the hospital. I was vomiting blood. I saw myself leave my body. And one of my friends was there, Grace. Another boy, Shea. I saw them from what looks like a tower. They were crying. I'm not telling you something that I heard. All right. I was resuscitated. The doctor said, you can't fast again. Say you want to kill yourself. I was like bone. Said, if you try to, all right, say there's already injury on your stomach lining. If you try it, you will die. I discharged myself from the hospital through the window. And I commenced 21 days white again. It was in the course of that that I had a vision. And I saw myself lying down in the room. See, I'm fighting tears because some of these things that took some of us, if you start talking about me, I don't like it. How have you done this? I don't like to center focus on myself. Just let's do Christ. Are you with me? But pay attention. Let me leave what I want to say. Let me phrase the story. So I had a vision. And I saw myself lying down there and an angel of the Lord there. And the angel said to me, said, do you know who is the other person lying there? I said, I don't know. He said, look at him. I said, I don't know. He said, that's the father of your grandfather. He died and went with something that belongs to all of you. But I've been told to restore yours, so pick it. Now, I'm not lifting this experience above doctrine of scriptures, but there is the law of restoration. Okay? So, blew something that sounded like a trumpet or something, and the man got up. Long story short, I picked it. And that's where my reality began to change. The truth is, if I had met a man who had gone through that phase, in his comfort, I'll be comforted. And I will not have a need to go that far. One agreement from your kind can bring you out of it. Are you with me? Now, I can tell you different fasting experiences that brought different reality, both of the spirit of audacity and freshness of the spirit and the presence of the Holy Spirit, that no matter how dry an atmosphere is, allow me. I don't need keyboard and instrumentalist. Just allow me. No matter how dead it is. You know, it's not empty courage. There were activities that brought that covenant. Are you following what I'm saying? But now you can lay hands on a person and say, such as I have, I give. Because it is for your children's children. Is an inheritance. That is not in a way to inform laziness. But it is telling you that you have a better ground to start. And if you have a better ground to start, it means those after you should have a more better ground to start. Because now you have the opportunity to now dig the wells we have not dug. And drink the ones we have dug. They are yours. Praise God. Are you with me? Hope I'm not saying gibberish. Are you sure? Right. So when God does these things, he does it with generations in mind. Now look at what the Bible said in Deuteronomy 29 verse 29. Deuteronomy chapter number 29 verse 29. Now I want to give a note of warning. Like I said, you all know me. I'm a doctrinally conscious teacher of the word. And this message may not be for everyone. Amen. And I think I made that clear. Good. It is for those who know that God has planted something upon my life for them. Praise God. Now look at it. Deuteronomy 30, 29 verse 29 says that the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong to us and to who? Our children forever. The things that have been revealed is not just for you. It is not for those who will be named after you. So in every family, there are blessings. There are realities of God's operation. All right. For instance, I can't afford to play down on the word, the integrity of the word. Amen. I can't. Because in the spiritual family that God has planted me, it's a family of the word and spirit. So I look at the things that are done. Meanwhile, the things you see don't just communicate examples, they communicate possibilities. Let me explain. If you grew up from a family where you see your dad beating your mom, even when you say over my dead body, somebody has shown you that it is possible. You have more fight to fight than the one who has never seen it. Hello. The one who has never seen before, he's so innocent, doesn't believe that anything like that exists. Say men beat women. Say, what? Are you sure? But you woke up, you grew up seeing it several times. Several occasions you return from school and saw your mom's face is swollen. She didn't fall from anywhere. Somebody descended on her. And that's your dad. If you don't pray that out, the day your wife will do something wrong, that possibility will come and say it is possible. And say, that's why daddy used to do what he's doing. So you say, it's true. And that's where the like father, like son syndrome comes from, because of the possibilities communicated. In spiritual families, there are inheritances, but there are also possibilities. That is, anything you see God do in your lineage is telling you it is in the neighborhood. It is possible. If you see healing, healing is possible. If you see the dead coming back to life, it is possible. If you see provisions, it is possible. But you will struggle if you neglect that well and try to dig. Are you with me? Now, listen, I have brothers, by the grace of God, in the body of Christ, some of whom are privileged of God, based on God's divine intelligence and wisdom. And he has planted us in different families. Some are born in family where there is a church already, and there are people. Some have been given assignment inside a church. That is a big work already. Somebody has labored. Are you with me? Let me tell you what I mean. If I say I want to gather 5,000 people in Abuja, I will need to work. True? That's true. I will need to work. All right? But if I, for instance, let's say I'm serving under a ministry that has over 100,000 members in Abuja, and I'm coming in the name of that ministry, they will gather not because of who I am or what I've done, but because of the inheritance I'm working in, particularly if you are wise to walk in it. Life is easier for those who have water. Are you with me? That doesn't mean it's automatical because you still have to labor. But you know what I found out? Some of those who are privileged to be in such inheritances are more hardworking than those who want to steal from the trash. Is that not amazing? They are fasting, they are praying, they are studying, they are seeking God, doing amazing things. You can see but the person who generations will come to now ask, where is your God? The person is just sleeping and watching seasonal film. May you not approach your generation empty-handed.
Amen.
I watched, and I'm sorry to mention names, but it's for a good cause. I watched online the wedding ceremony of Dr. Paul Enetche's daughter. And I saw former presidents of the country, fathers in the body of Christ, seated. And I said to myself, they are not seated for the girl. They are seated for the father. You see? Okay. If the girl had woken up before the wedding and say, I disown you, there are doors that will not open because they open to the labor of the lineage. And they open to legitimacy. It is pride to despise what is on ground. Because you have energy. It is pride. It is pride. I said it is pride. Ah, it is. It is pride. It is pride. And that's why we are conscious of the life we live. Because a good name is better than silver and gold. If you spoil your name, you have not just spoiled it for yourself, you have spoiled it for your children's children. See, it is so bad that even if you change the name, they will trace it. Because name is just beyond calling. They will trace it. Alright, they will trace it. Maybe when they search your name on YouTube, the first thing it brings out of 100 search, first shows so-and-so scandal, so-and-so girl impregnates so-and-so person. You have spoiled inheritance for your unborn children. And they will reap wind. Are you with me now? But where I'm going per se, really, I don't want to get myself distracted, is to show you that there are blessings in every spiritual family. There are what? There are blessings. What did I say?
Blessings.
There are blessings. What did I say?
Yes.
There are blessings. Alright? Now, let me show you. What does it mean to be blessed? Let's start with that. What does it mean to be blessed? To walk in the blessing? What does it mean? What is the blessing? Now, look up, everybody. Let me give you an illustration. I think I gave this to those in the house. Amen. Now, I have seen cases, because blessing is not money, where somebody was earning 100,000, then got a promotion to earn 400,000. And the person was more broke earning 400,000 than when the person was earning 100,000. So increment of money does not change your status. It is the blessing of God that makes rich. And that, no sorrow. When the hand of God is upon your finance, even if the situation to increase it has not played out, you will notice that the man upon whom the hand of God is has sufficiency. That there just seem to be something on it that it doesn't finish. If you attempt to do life without God, you will know what it means to be stranded. Meanwhile, you can boast in the fact that I now have a car. I now have all those things. But it is clear in the spirit realm, you are like Goliath who is tall, but without the covenant. And just a stone will bring him down. You see that now. It's the blessing of God that makes the difference. Somebody wants to get married The person doesn't look like it and all that, but the hand of God is upon him. There's going to be a difference. And now I've been privileged to pray for people for different status. Now, one time a woman called me, the wife of a billionaire, and said, somebody, one of my friends gave me your contact. All right. And said, please, I want you to pray for me. Said, my husband is a billionaire. In my house, as we speak, I can snap from the window. We have Rolls Royce. We have G-Wagon. We have all that. But the man has made sure that I will not have one naira to my account. Said, if I want to go to America now, they will take me there now. But to have my own one naira, I can't have. That's also a rich man. I said that's also a rich man.
Yes,
I said that's also a rich man. It is not about marrying a rich man. It's about a man upon whom the hand of God is established.
Yes,
Joseph was in the house of Potiphar. And the Lord was with him. And the Lord caused all that he did to prosper. The first ingredient of prosperity is the presence. When that presence is upon your life, you will have informed decisions. Without that presence, you will make decisions that will show to you that the protein tissue in your skull was not designed to manage your life. You can't do it without God. And people make decisions outside of God. Choose a wife outside God. Choose husband. How do you choose for the future that you have not been to and you ignore the one who is there? My wife showed me the picture of a woman yesterday. Beautiful lady. She has been killed by the husband. He beat her to death. I know you lawyers are angry now. Relax. He beat her to death. Okay, she married the will of God. From the day she was marrying that guy who was carrying the possibility of killing the wife, the date of death has been set. It's just a matter of time. You see that now. Meanwhile, in all of a person's decision and journey, God will do all he can to rescue the person. But certain instructions are within the jurisdiction of spiritual family, local assembly. So when people despise the church, there's nobody I know who despised church and went to do their stuff who did not come back with tears. There's nobody I know. Because people feel, now that I've been waiting. I've been waiting all these years. This person has come. Let me quickly lock him down. Lock who? The fellow that God is not with. Beware of desperation that makes you ignore God. Beware of desperation that makes you ignore God. Beware of desperation. Now, people make several dangerous decisions now outside God. Are you following what I'm saying now? There's no greener pasture anywhere. Greener pasture is where the word of God is. That's where the word pasture is green. There are many ministers who should be in Nigeria, but traveled out. And there are those that God has sent there. Don't get me wrong. And that doesn't mean if God is sending you, all right, we are open. Are you with me now? How will you leave your calling to go and marry a girl to be washing plates in America? God has placed grace upon your life to be a blessing to a generation. And in that word, that instruction and obedience to that is what makes rich. Wealth is also a package. Length of days is a package. But you saw that if I can marry a citizen, I can quickly relocate. And then you left the generation waiting to go and be washing plates. What will happen is that each time they cry to God because you fail to show up, your affliction will multiply. That nobody will have to cry because of what God has sent me to do and I fail to appear. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Let me say this to you. When God said, is calling me to a ministry and this is the work is calling me to. I became aware and reassured that even if there is no breakthrough in it, as far as the Lord has said, this is your portion, this will I do without wavering. This will I do. Amen. If you know the way our ministry started, you will know that we didn't start for any other thing than to obey God. People gathered. Call my people. Call those who are following me. I said, is this the man you are following? Is this the man you are following? This thing that he's doing called ministry cannot last 6 months. It's a failure. It's not going anywhere to happen. One even called one of my friends and said, you are a good person. But you see Lazarus. He said, it's not going anywhere to happen. One of them reached out to me some 2 months ago and said, we have been doing everything possible to invite you to come and bless us, but you are too busy. And actually, I am busy. So I said, I will find time. What you say we'll fail at, we are still at it. 6 months has become 9 years. It will become 50. If Jesus started to come, it will become 200. Yeah. Now, permit me to use these funny examples. Please permit me. Okay? If we are sending a pastor to a new environment that is full time, now, the pastor, we get accommodation, we put salary structure, we, by the grace of God, put those things in place. If we have not, we know it's in plan. Except not everybody is full time. But I began full time with 3,000 naira per month. And that 3,000, when it was agreed, it was a breakthrough. And this is not 20 years ago. So as at 2017, what this ministry can afford was 3,500 per month. I say this so that you don't rate me beyond measure and then you don't feel you are failing. Because we have a generation that takes pride in colors, not in process. And now somebody else feels failing. What can I do? I've been teaching this same message for as long as God has called me. Are you with me now? Never back down. Never looked back. Unwavering, undaunted, committed to it. As at 2020, this entire church, all branches, was in the sitting room. Sitting room. So when God said, go to Abuja, I was more than willing to begin the church in the sitting room. You will have boldness to go through process and submit yourself for it when you have a revelation of the blessing. The reason why process scare you is because you don't know the blessing exists. The blessing is what ensures that you may start small, you don't remain small. It enlarge. Are you with me now?
Yes, sir.
Ah, yeah. I can go anywhere and start the church. Inside the sun, I can start church. But when we send men to new places, we buy equipment and furnish and give them everything. It is their inheritance. They don't have to start from the scratch like we do. But the fact that we started from the scratch and we process will reveal dimensions of God to you that is not revealed in impartation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's the difference. Amen. What did I say? Process will reveal dimensions of God. Impartation does not impart character. Process does. Process does. So impartation doesn't mean you won't go through process. You will. Amen. Just that you may not have to dig the same well, but you will dig your own well for your own children that are coming. So the blessing of God is trapped in families. Now, I stained my spiritual father, served. I'm not served. I was attending the church. All right. About the time that we're running a ministry. And I noticed that every time I went there to meet him for mentorship, not fathering. Because my understanding of fathering was wrong. I thought it was about name. But I noticed each time I sit here, the things I've not been hearing with my long hours of prayer, I hear here. That's one of the signs that you are in your house. The word of God becomes clear. So I said, what's happening? What's happening? Something is here. I said, sir, can you give me 21 days to pray? Let me be sure what God will have me do here. So I went to pray and fast. And God said, this is your house. Now, I was having so much issue on the issue of settling down. I experienced issues there. Not because sometimes when we say these things, some of you feel you are fine. We too, we are not bad. That you can talk to any girl. You cannot anchor your future on any girl. It was not for the lack of any girl. It was for stepping into the will of God. Be humble, sir. Okay? So I put a notice. I got married, I think I'm 26. And even said he got married late. So what is this? Powerful sense of responsibility. Dutiful. Diligence. I said, what is this? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you. I know how God opened the door. Yes, was it on Sunday? It was my spiritual mother's birthday. It was a birthday of that kind. We just do what we used to do. Just sow some seed and she called. For the first time she was saying, if I be a woman of God, let the door of your marital life open. That was what opened it with all my fasting and grace. Do you understand what I'm saying? Those who are above you are above you. They can speak over your life. I was opening it. Alright. It's June like this now. We came to church June. She spoke that word. It was the weekend. She felt like coming. She felt like coming, but it was walking into destiny. So mean that somebody's pronouncement can make a woman feel like coming. And if there is no pronouncement like that, she will just not feel like coming. Because even that feeling like coming takes power. And you trivialize it. You have birthdays, you have the privilege of receiving direct words, but you can't remember. Because it was never anything serious. But the days are now over that we now have that time. In the days of scarcity, men have more. Because people value things when it's scarce. Praise God. I can't forget. It was that word. That was the last week of my life. Of being stranded in that area of my life. Now I speak for those who recognize. If the door of marriage has been shut against anyone, be opened now. For those who know God has called me and know God has placed his authority upon my life, I said, let that door be open now. Amen. Let that door be open now.
Amen.
Be seated, beloved. Amen. I want to show you a few more things. Amen, amen, amen. Now, look at it. The blessing of God is the difference. Look at what the Bible said in the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter number 1. Psalms chapter number 1. From verse 1. Say, blessed is the man that walks not where? In the counsel of what? The ungodly. I want to show you a few things. Let's break it down a few things. Let's break it down a bit more. Say, blessed is that man. Blessed is that man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Who can show me that same scripture in Amplified? That same scripture in Amplified. Blessed. Happy. Amen. That's one of the words there. It is encapsulated in the blessing. Happy. Fortunate. Amen. What? Fortunate. You will be fortunate.
Amen.
And I know the reason why I prayed that prayer. Have you seen cases where a car was moving on its own, the tire left the car and began to roll, and we go and strike someone? Now, the size of human compared to empty space, but it went for a person and killed the person. It's a targeted attack, but they will say the fellow was unfortunate. To be fortunate is for fortune to smile on you. That is, when evil disaster is flying everywhere, you are exempted from it because you are blessed. So it means that the blessing secures longevity. And that's why I say it again, you are fortunate. Now, be seated. Alright, meaning that you can't be blessed and be unfortunate. There are people that when you do things with, you become unfortunate. The blessing exempts you from them. The blessing quarantines you. It is God's favor on a man's life. Are you with me now? Very, very important. Sometimes you say a car is driving. It's about to... Now, I shared this. I was praying in church. In our church building in Ibadan. And I was, as I closed my eyes, I heard a loud sound in my spirit. I saw blood. I got up from that place, began to move about. We canceled death and every plan of the devil in the name of Jesus. But guess what? I localized that prayer to those who are connected to me. Because I may not have the influence over the activity of somebody's life that are summed up as an harvest. In spiritual warfare, there are jurisdictions. Okay? So I prayed that prayer. I went inside the church again, cried till I felt peace. So I came out. And I was talking to one of my friends. And while we were talking, we heard a loud bang. The same thing I heard in my spirit before. And I heard people shouting. What was happening? Two cars were driving at top speed. They were supposed to have head-on collision, so they both maneuvered. And one of the cars went to hit a man. Now, listen, I'm not sharing a testimony of one person at the expense of another. So the pastor said, one of our daughters just passed. She works in a bank, so she just passed that area. Shortly after she passed, she was even looking at the person behind her on the floor, dead. We are not saying God killed that person. The devil did. But we are saying that the Bible said a time will come that a man will be a hiding place from the tempest. I have seen people disregard those who are laboring from them on their knees. That if they stop praying, you will not even have the energy to now be arrogant. Saul was misbehaving to Samuel, and God was saying, how long will you mourn over Saul? That was 1 Samuel 15. Saul has started his 1 Samuel 12. Samuel, after God said that, he still thought he was scared of Samuel. The way the Bible put it, the Bible did not say it was a mistake. The Bible never put it like it was a mistake. He lay hold on it and tore it. We saw that he later had capacity to kill another priest that was instead of Samuel. He said, kill him and kill all his children. Because what I'm saying is that sometimes a dimension of grace can be flowing from somebody to you. But you are asking that where is the physical manifestation of it in the person's life? Meanwhile, it is a kingmaker anointing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe what I see. I believe what I see. What are you talking about? A man becomes unfortunate when everything you do is reduced to mere sight. Say, so what kind of car does he drive? One of my spiritual daughters told me that a girl wants me to pray for her. in the UK. So I said, all right, for your sake, put her on. I don't pick much of international numbers, because when people call international numbers, they feel they should be running up and down. All right, I have what you need. You have to reach out with humility. I don't know. You see, this one, people carrying grace and begging people for money, it's nonsense. So better wake up. Better wake up. You are running after $100, $200, $500. What's your problem? I said to the lady, I said, all right, God has called me and I speak by that authority. All right, you will not be deported and this door is open for you. He said, amen, goodbye. We never spoke again. Never. Send messages, I'm not interested. The word has gone forth. All right, a week later, they reach out to me, said, Papa, God has done it. God has opened the door. Congratulations. That's all. That's all. Lest you think that the man of God has put his eyes on your tithe. How much? The grace that brought this cannot bring much more. How much? How much? How much is the tithe? Are you with me? The conversation ended there. Message, God has, if God opened my eyes to see that I need to do more in your life, then I will reach out. But this is it. And that's it. That settles it. Praise God. Are you with me?
Oh, yeah.
The blessing. When it's on you, you are fortunate. There are people. So let me give you an instance. You did mathematics, right? Let's do this together. Simple math. Plus one minus one. Talk to me now. Huh? Okay. Plus two minus four. Minus two. Good. There are people that are already carrying negative signs. They can neutralize. It is an unfortunate case for anyone that joins himself. Ephraim is joined himself to idol. Let him alone. And that's why I say part of being blessed is that you are fortunate. So I'm saying again, you will not be unfortunate.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So say blessed, happy. Of you trivialize happiness and say, it's just joy. No, 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 happy. You will be happy. I said you will be happy.
Amen.
Look at it. He said happy, fortunate, prosperous. That is, the blessing also manifests in material reality. I said the blessing manifests in material reality. Now, listen. When a man despises God, he will have to enter into his own averse until. Prosperity is a package of the blessing. People just say, don't preach prosperity gospel. It's a package of the blessing. All right, Revelations 5. Let me show you a scripture now. It's a part of the benefit of redemption, riches. Revelations 5. Look at the song that was sung in heaven now. Revelations 5. Turn your Bibles there. Are you there now? Now, let's start reading from verse 11. Said, and I beheld, and behold, all right, and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Same with a loud voice. What is the lamb that was slain? All that they received for the church. True? What is this lamb that was slain to receive what? Power. Riches. Riches is part of the package. Amen. I said the riches is part of the package. Now, listen. When the devil wants to finish a man and he knows that the man actually reads the Bible, it will help him get passages of the scripture wrong. So for instance, if you begin to walk in rebellion and certain things are the product of walking in rebellion, which is dryness, the devil will find a way to spiritualize the dryness. That is not about plenty. So a person can be having the product of rebellion and he has a Bible verse for it. Are you feeling what I'm saying? And the thing is, it's not about living long. How do you say it is not about what Christ has brought? Someone saying, where did Christ bring long life? Did Christ ever bring long life? That you are saying that you're already in trouble. But let me show you. Revelations 1:18. Stay with me, please. Huh? Do what? Now say, look at it. Let me start from verse 18. It says, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I'm alive for how long? Forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of what? Elan. Huh? Who did Christ get that key for? So that you can die? No. Read John chapter number 17. Jesus began to make prayers. Very serious prayer. He said, my Father, my God, I'm praying. Right, that you will not, these ones that are following me, say, don't take them away from this world though. Keep them from evil. Protect them from the evil one. The same way you have kept imperfect, keep them imperfect. And you now wake up and say, it's not about long life. Be careful of the leaven of the devil. And that's why stubbornness is one of the most dangerous manifestations of pride. Because a stubborn man is a man who is immune to wisdom. A stubborn man is a man who is immune to what? Wisdom. He has chosen not to see it. I would say that stubbornness is like the sin of witchcraft. Don't be stubborn. Humble yourself. God gives grace to what? The humble. He resists to the proud. Gives grace to the humble. Okay. Somebody looks at me and say, what does he know? Maybe this person may even be a son. I say, what? Don't mind him. You see me walk into Abuja with the blessing. And soon I'm going to walk out of this place with an army on ground. Now I'm telling you, when I was living in Ibadan, I told the pastor, forget now. See, what you are seeing here is very much intentional. You don't start from the roof, the foundation first. Because there are some of you who are going to send you to different places. Huh? Oh, yes. Some of you have calling. God just waited for me to come for you to know. God has called me. Many of you have your calling in my calling. But I can't do everything by myself. And it doesn't make you less. Is the way God has chosen it. I'm to serve you. That's the way it works. Praise God. That's the way it works. When I look at our pastor, I was laughing with my wife. I said, look at our pastor in Lagos will have just been one evangelism department. This is a man sent to the people. But it will take somebody's faithfulness to manifest that reality. To now enter the church and say, how many of them are here? If you enter this place and say, how many of them are here? You have missed it. You have what? No, I can only have the audacity to speak like this. Because what we are building, where it's coming from, is not from here. And does not work by psychology. Are you following what I'm saying? It doesn't work by psychology. An army is going to stand here. I saw it. I saw myself coming to Abuja again, and we have ministers in church. Not the ones who were ministers who came for prophecy, the ones who were discipled out of here. I saw it. I saw it. I told the pastor in Ibadan, I said, you can run this church and have better attendance. Say, but there's something I have you have to run for, run to God after. Majority of those that I pastored will function in the move of God. That one, you have to beg for it. That when you pastor people for a year, they can't be dry. God will find them useful in the field of the harvest. That one, I know they dash them. They go inherit them. Which means that grace is going to inform the quality of what is coming. You can hear what is deep, but there's a dimension where the word will make you, sir. Unless you have vowed that, God, I don't want to be useful. So I can pastor you for a year or two and know that you have received successfully a curriculum strong and certain for you to survive any territory. And that's why you must go and listen to my message, The Curriculum of Giants.
Yes, sir.
We are not fighting as one beating there.
Yes, sir.
What we are doing is certain. Yes, line after line is precept on precept. Very, very what? It is certain, my friend. My friend, it is certain. My asset is not riches. It is not money in the account. It is not sound system. Put me anywhere with my voice and the grace of God. The power of God will break out of those places. Put me anywhere. I repeat. I've seen ministries go to places and say, oh, we're going to take this city. With what? 10 million naira. When the money finished, they now have to start pursuing God afresh. You not, don't take pride in money that perish. And that's why people misbehave. People are humble, seeking God in church. Once they get there, I've gotten it now. No, you have commenced, once pride starts on what God answered your prayer about, you have commenced the process of decadence of that thing. Because it is the giver that sustains it. And now that pride has made him withdraw, it will corrupt you. It is, and that's why you see you can be very wealthy, but your children are now taking India hemp. Because what you have is money that corrupts, not generational. I watch Bishop Oyedepo see his children serving God and all that, and they are blessed. Praise God. Are you with me now? Now, listen now. Let's take it a step further. You cannot be a beneficiary of a blessing you have not discerned. You cannot be a beneficiary of a blessing you have not discerned. It is discernment that gives access. Because discernment determines character. It influences your character. When Elijah said to Elisha in 2 Kings 2, that tarry here, I pray thee, the Lord has sent me to Gilgal. Elisha said, as surely as you live, I also live it, I will not leave you. Now he met the sons of the prophet that said, do you know that God is about to take your master from your head today? Now you don't entertain those who have not seen what you have seen. Even in spiritual families, there are sons and daughters that when you engage them, they will rob you from the blessing and they will not also manifest it. It's a waste there. They waste it. Because everything about their lives breathes and communicates dishonor. Say, do you know God is about to take away your master, not our master? Say, I know. Hold your peace. Well, the most strategic word there is hold your peace. If you go further, I will not get this double portion. So he kept pursuing and he kept following. Now, many people might have different reasons why they feel Elijah is this, Elijah is that. Don't mind him. And meanwhile, if you want to find problems where the blessing resides, you'll find. Because this thing flows from God to man to men. And the weakness of the men can be apparent.
Yes, sir.
Particularly those of you who are very quick in blocking. Say, how do you chat me up? That's very good. You chat me up. Chop blocking. Bang. You don't know what life is. You don't know. You don't know. And that's why you must not be rude. A rude man will stay long in the wilderness. Because he will despise those that God should use.
Yes,
if people tell you are rude, you are rude.
Yes,
they've said you have lived in three places. They've told you are rude in three places. From Lagos to Ibadan to Anambra. They say, don't mind, they don't like me. They say you are rude. Rudeness takes away favor. It doesn't matter who has blessed you. Rudeness can neutralize it now.
Yes,
there are believers who have inheritances, but they have character pulling it out. Scatter everything now. Say me to you, you to Nepapo. You think you can talk to me like that? Do you know what I study? What did you study? And meanwhile, majority of those who brag don't have anything. Go to churches. Check those who are quick to say, after all I'm doing for this church, they are not doing anything. The doers don't talk. Because they have a revelation.
Yes, sir.
And that's why this church, there are many things we don't announce. We have a conference coming. We've not asked anybody to give kobo. So we don't have a case people are afraid. Now God has blessed us. Now we are disciplined people. I have a culture. I will never take a dime from you if I don't know my life has blessed you. I won't. Oh, it's Papa's birthday. I will not touch it. Are you listening to what I teach? Are you following me? Have I been a blessing to you? What is this? If I have not blessed you, why bless me? Except maybe somebody from outside. Because God can use people for you. Some people think that spiritual fathering is about buying favor with money. Mm-mm. The essence of it is that you hear my voice and you hearken. Is that you submit yourself to be trained and discipled. Any fathering that has no discipleship is kaba. It's kaba. As I'm preaching now, I'm a man under authority. And God, many times I could have made decisions that would destroy my life. But if I become foolish, the authority over me cannot be. You see? And God used that authority to preserve me. And I made sure that the communication between us is very smooth. You see? Because you can water it. And you left. No, you can choose to tell your father how to father you with your character. If I come to your house and I lay hands on you, I lay hands on your spouse and your children, it's because you have given me the latitude to. If there's no latitude, Father bless them, let all be well with them, and such as I have, I live with. Fathering notwithstanding. Fathering notwithstanding. Anywhere there is no honor, the blessing is not commanded to go. Fathering notwithstanding. Mean that child can benefit early in the same hand that has been on you. Because you know honor. That's why a good man, he has inheritance for his children's children. People will favor the children because of the father and the mother. Yes, Festival of Life is here again every year. You see, our spiritual father will come, lay hands on us and bless us. My daughter will be there to lay hands on her and bless her. You have seen me go on my knees with my wife year after year to be blessed. I have watched Bishop Oyedepo with all the things God is doing in their ministry. Shiloh will go on his knees with Mommy Faith and their children and the wives and the spouses of their children. And that old prophet will come. And what he's going to say is, God bless you. God bless you. But it is not empty. Yes, sir. Let this generation wake up from arrogance and pride. It is not empty. See, you can choose to live your life as an experiment that I will prove that you can despise and make it. Meanwhile, understand that before you start, it is your entire life you have chosen to prove a point. And ask yourself, at the end of the day, if I'm wrong, where do I start from? Are you following what I'm saying? I've watched Dr. Paul Eneche. You see, Bishop Oyedepo will come and lay hands on him. You have not had more than 30 people sitting under you, but you are too big to bend the knee. Because there's no discernment. There's no discernment. When I want to pray for those who have discerned who I am, I know. Oh, yes, I know. I know. Because you just see that something is flowing. Yes, you want to pray 30 seconds and get out. But there you are. I speak over you again and again. Let my God favor you. Let my God increase you. There is no blessing that is as efficacious as the one flowing from a heart that is touched. True honor. True honor. Shut down the pride. Now, there are spiritual children who go to check the father's age. Say, is he enough to spiritually father? Say, how old is he? Say, he's my younger brother's age mate. And that younger brother does not have replacement for what you are missing. There are covenanted blessings in the families God has planted you. And you must discern them. You will not see until there is honor in your heart. You don't honor when you see. No. No. I even say, it is not seeing that brings honor. It is honor that opens your eyes. No, it is not seeing that brings honor. That will be carnality. It is honor as a principle of faith that will open your eyes. That as you begin to walk in it, it will now occur to you that much more is the reality that God has placed there. That if anybody chooses to walk in despise, you will know by revelation. Because true honor, your eyes of understanding has been enlightened. I was rebuking one of my boys. I said, when we gave you these churches to go and lead, I planted two at a go. It's a year you have not planted any. You have not discerned what is on me. If you have. And how do you help people discern it? Regiment them to your messages. Because the secret has been said. It is not about to be said. It is in going back that they will find it. That actually it's been said. It is not something that will come or should come. It has been released. Meaning that what I'm saying now may be somebody's liberation in 20 years time. But will you hear it now? That's the question. The moment the devil can distract you from the word, he has distracted you from the blessing. Mary could pour a sweet perfume on Jesus. And Judas could say, why waste it? Go and hear this same Jesus to understand what that means. The one around whom the whole being in heaven and on earth revolves. The one that the whole host of angels acting to the word of his command. But based on what Judas can see, he called honoring him waste. Sit down, I'm not done talking. Don't pray yet. Sit down. Hear it. Are you aware there are sons and daughters that must not sit where they are determining how to honor you? Because they are dishonored, watered down. They must not be invited to such seat because they have light estimation. Light. Light. Some things are not that difficult. It is you who is not connected. Some things are not that difficult. They are not difficult. They are not difficult. Is it marriage? What door can God open? Is it healing? What can't he do? Are you feeling what I'm saying here? Abraham passed the blessing to Isaac by speaking the word. But Isaac said, the way me I want to pass it is go and make venison. Okay, you now say that you don't know doctrine. Go and check how Abraham do it. Now we are here. See, Isaac is a liar. He's a scam. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say, Abraham just spoke a word. You are saying I should go and be venison. Venison call. Meanwhile, there is the humanity of the vessel. There is. God will never put you in a family where there is no inheritance. He sets the solitary in families. But the rebellious will dwell in dry land. In dry land. The rebellious dwells where? You will not dwell in dry land. You will not walk in dry places of the earth. Now I speak these blessings from the depth of my heart. that you will not walk in dry lands. And you will not dwell in dry places of the earth. The one who has called me will make sure that your dwelling place is the pool of waters. You are blessed with the dew from above and the fatness of the earth. You are blessed with corn and wine. Now, hear me, sit down for a moment. I brought a blessing tonight. And God is going to prove, you see, one of the things God does where there's dishonor is that God proves the grace he has placed on his servant. And sometimes your life may not be the template upon whom God finds that expression. But he will prove it many times beyond doubt that it is not the vessel, it is you. Are you with me? So Elisha kept following Elijah. He has discerned something. So Elijah said, okay, now that we have passed Jordan, tell me, what should I... There's a level he followed to Elijah, and I'll say, okay, we should not leave people like you empty-handed. What should I give to you? What should I do for you? He said, I want double portion. Elijah said, it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing. The truth of the matter is that you can see anybody and say, I give you such as I have. It's not true. The code that supervises that transference will make sure it doesn't go. It's not about emotions. So he said, this is the secret. If you can see me, stop looking everywhere. See me. Stop being lost. See me. Then you will have it. Until then, it was master. But as they were speaking, suddenly a chariot of fire separated them. And he saw him. And what he saw is not master, his father. My father. My father. The chariot of Israel. He's not talking about those chariots. He's saying Elijah is the chariot of Israel. I'm not yet there. If there's something called the horse riders in the move of God. There are men who are given the privilege to champion a move. So he said, this man is an horse rider. And as he said that, something pulled the mantle on him. And when he got to Jordan, despite receiving it, Jordan didn't recognize him. Until he said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Jordan said, Elijah, we know. Imagine after receiving and say, who is Elijah? Elijah. You'll be trapped. Shortly after then, a woman called him, who was the wife of one of the prophets. And said, you know that my husband, the prophet, fears God. And now he's dead. And the creditors have come to take children. Where was he when the horseman was still around? Okay, he joined those guys who said, your master. What did he leave for the children? Debt. Okay. I was in redemption camp. In 2013 or thereabout, when Pastor He Adebe was ministering about Elijah and Elisha experience. Meanwhile, in 2011, when he came to AU campus, God spoke to me when he was done. He said, sit down. He said, when I call my friend Adebe home, will I still have a friend amongst him like you? So I know I'm supposed to pursue for something. It was in 2013 when he was talking about Elijah and Elisha. That I received by impartation the spirit of wisdom. That was my first time of falling under the anointing. It came, and I knew it came. I began to know things I didn't read. Don't brag about inheritances. It came. I knew I caught it. I knew. I caught the spirit of faith from Bishop Oyedepo. Spirit, it entered me like wildfire. If you can't see, you can't receive. And if you don't honor, you won't see. Oh yes, that's how it works. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. Say your servant fears the Lord. It's not enough to fear God. You must be connected to those carrying it in your days. Men carry this thing and nobody goes to the grave with it. And just before they go, God takes it from them and puts it on people. You must be connected. There is no man who ever became significant in the move of God who will not tell you a story towards impartation from the same old stream that has been flowing. Same old stream. We called a father in the body of Christ to our church. We received him and honored him. And he sent me a message. He said, "Femi, you honored me. Come and see me." And he got up. He brought one bottle of oil. He said, "My father, Pastor Adeboye, gave me this bottle of oil." And that's what Parking Army used to ordain him. And he gave it to all his sons to ordain ministers. He said, "Kneel down. You honored me. Today I bring into that same order." Christ! You can't walk for it. You can't walk for it. I ask that in the days the portion of your days are distributed. In the day the significance and the power that governs your time is released. In the days the sons of Jacob will gather to know what will be of them at the end of days. In the days the mantle will fly and jump from men to men. In those days, may you not be missing in action. In those days, may you not be found in rebellion. In those days, may you not be found outside the influence of God's power. In those days when men will gather and the order of the blessing will be spoken again, and the future of men will be foretold and sealed with a rod of power. When those days come, may you not be found wanting. May the same hand of God has found men of old. The same man hand that brings men out of the hole. May that same hand come upon you. What your parents missed, that despite their labors, they could not enter into rest. What those who have gone ahead of you missed, that despite their labors, you know they've missed something. I stand as a man privileged to connect a generation to what flows from the fathers. If you have missed it in them, I connect you to that stream flowing. You will be fortunate. You will be prosperous. You will be enviable. And you will serve the Lord. You will not be another failed project. What you receive tonight is for your children's children. And they will walk in this covenant inheritance. Oh Lord, I ask that you will pardon ignorance and establish your children.
Amen. Amen.
And let your mighty hand rest.
Amen.
If there's anyone who is walking in disalignment, in ignorance, Lord, open their eyes.
Amen.
For your mercy's sake, open their eyes.
Amen.
We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Now, let me quickly say this before I drop the mic. You must have a high that discern that you will not have all the years ahead of you to receive the same thing. There is a season for it to be received, and there's a season for manifestation. The days of manifestation is the day to walk with what you have received. So don't miss the days of reception. So you don't have to queue with your junior. There are too many things I know but I won't say publicly. Different kind of people join. And some are waiting for the things they will say, this is not doctrine. Thank God we are students of the world. So, we'll keep quiet. But you have certain company. Jesus will teach people parable, but he will call the 12 and say, this is the meaning. So, beloved, words have been released. And I sense that for some, the same door that shut a while back is now opened again. I sense that. That the same door that closed a while back is now open again. And God is giving somebody another opportunity to rewrite. And this time around with informed knowledge. So I see God aiding men. And I see his help coming upon you. This is the days of the sons of Jacob. To hear what the future holds. I believe you have been blessed. God bless you.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.